Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez will resign from office on August 20th following his conviction on federal bribery and fraud charges. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
The chorus of calls to resign have finally gotten through to Senator Bob Menendez. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he received a resignation letter from Menendez Tuesday, with his leaving on August 20th. Menendez was convicted last week on all 16 charges against him in federal court. After the verdict was read, he was defiant outside the courthouse, saying he never violated his public oath. The charges against him were damning, including acting as a foreign agent for the governments of Egypt and Qatar. Many senators and high-ranking Democrats have been demanding Menendez resign since he was indicted earlier this year.
Once Menendez is gone, Governor Phil Murphy will appoint someone to finish out the term, and a new senator will be elected in November between Democrat Andy Kim and Republican Curtis Bashaw. Authorities are searching for a suspect they say robbed and shot a man, critically injuring him in the city's Kensington neighborhood earlier this month, and they've released video. The footage shows the suspect riding a blue Trex bike to the shop on Kensington Avenue near Clearfield Street, going inside and holding a gun up to the 31-year-old's head, then taking a strapped bag the victim was holding. They say the victim confronted the suspect outside before he rode off, and that's when the suspect shot him in the neck. The victim remains in critical condition. The video can be seen on our website, KYWNewsRadio.com. Officials in Chester County are asking for the public's help as the investigation continues into the death of several puppies found on a golf course in Thorndale Monday. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Cowell Township police say seven dead puppies were discovered near the ninth hole of the Ingleside Golf Course in Thorndale. Officials say the puppies appear to be from the same litter, pit bull terrier mix, approximately 4 to 6 weeks old.
These are little tiny puppies that probably were still nursing, and it's just a really sad situation.
Sarah Smith is a spokesperson for the Brandywine Valley SPCA, the organization assisting police in the investigation.
Our Animal Protective Services and Humane law officers are working with the local police. We have a anonymous tip line available right on our website. You can go to, need help and reporting cruelty to find an anonymous tip form or an anonymous tip phone number.
More information can be found at bvspca.org. A Mount Laurel man has admitted in federal court to possessing multiple explosive devices. 52-year-old Jeremy Gilliberti was arrested last July in Hamilton Township, Mercer County, after police found a duffel bag with four pipe bombs during a traffic stop. This prompted a massive police response and evacuation of nearby homes and businesses. A fifth pipe bomb was found inside Gilliberti's home. The penalty for possession of a destructive device is up to 10 years in federal prison. Gilliberti will be sentenced in December. The two biggest moves of the offseason for the 76ers were signing 9-time All-Star Paul George and extending young star Tyrese Maxey. George and Maxey spoke about their new contracts Tuesday at the team's training facility in Camden.
Thought everything just aligned perfectly, where they're at and where they're trying to go and where I'm trying to get to as well.
Y'all to take a chance on me, I really do appreciate that. It meant a lot to me. And I just want to, keep working extremely hard and, bring a, championship and wins to this city.
Joel Embiid, George, and Maxey now form a Big Three. George said the key to being a part of a Big Three is simply winning.
It's not about shots for me. It's not about, having the ball in my hands the whole game. It's about winning. I want to make winning plays.
Maxey, meantime, patiently waited an extra year for his new contract to help the Sixers with their salary cap space so they could make the moves they did.
I just put my head down and worked and try to, win last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, do what we could do to win games last year. And I would say we'll worry about that when it comes, when it gets there. And, we're here now. So I think it worked out pretty well.
The Sixers enter this upcoming season on a 41-year championship drought. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.